You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And welcome to this hour of prayer. Let us quickly fasten our hearts and our minds. Amen. To the still place and the worship place and the blessing of God place of prayer on this day, in this hour. I am Pastor Mika, and you are so blessed. You are so loved. You are so forgiven. You are so favored. Hallelujah, someone. Hallelujah. You are the apple of the Lord's eye. Amen. And I am thankful that we can enter this place of prayer, this sweet place of prayer, this sweet communication with God. Amen. And so I pray that even in these few minutes and seconds of my speaking, that we are unfastening ourselves from the world and the distraction and the busyness of this holiday season, and the busyness of the issues that are on our heart. And we come into this trusting place that God, as we enter this place of prayer, as we enter this place of exalting you, being mindful of you, thinking about you, choosing to bless you, choosing to get still and hear from you. Nothing else matters but this moment right now. And I pray that we will all give ourselves to this moment right now. And even as thoughts pop up and quickly take us out of this moment, may we arrest every thought and every inkling of a distraction, attraction, contraction, hallelujah, to be in this moment right now. You see, even this morning as I woke up and had to handle some things that required me to get in my car to drive, the Lord made me aware of the busyness and also the selfishness, everyone being concerned with self and running to and fro and things just moving so fast. And so God wants us to be still and know that I am Lord. Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am Lord. Shh. Be still and know that I am Lord. And so let us do that on this day, in this hour of prayer. Let us be still. See, life in this world demands us to move and be quick and hustle. And we got to be doing something and on to the next thing. But God moves in a different way. He is moving in a different direction. He's going against the tides. He is he's moving in a way that subverts that narrative. He wants us to run to him instead of running to money, run to him instead of running to people, run to him instead of running to our own devices, our own powers, our own knowing and our own ability. He wants us to run to him instead of our own resources. He wants us to run to him. And so let's run to him on this day. See, being still and knowing that he is Lord is a posture of faith. It's a posture of trust. So I thank you, Lord, as we step into the posture of faith and the posture of trust. Hallelujah. And we thank you for your presence right now. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus, he's speaking on what it is to be pious, how to walk in him. Amen. And there's a section where he is speaking about prayer, how to pray. In Matthew 6 and verse 6, and he says, first of all, I want to read. It says, but whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Did we hear that? As we are in our posture of faith and in posture of trust, do we hear even what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you and I right now? But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Get into that still place. Get into that still posture and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, come on, welcome to the secret place. This is a secret place. We'll reward you. This is the secret place. We are in the secret place. God also just, the Holy Spirit just brought to surface for me that if you're not a part of the secret, if you are not in on the secret, amen, when someone whispers a secret and then those two people start laughing or they get excited and everyone else in the room can be looking like, no, they're weird. Why are they laughing? Why are they, this is not right, because they're not a part of the secret. Even I know that this hour of prayer, amen, is in the secret place. And so standing out, looking at it, you can have all these opinions and judgments according to natural. This is secret place. We are in the secret. And God, as we are in the secret place, God is rewarding us. God is rewarding you openly. So then in verse 9, he says, pray this way, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And so let us start right there. Our Father in heaven, El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, King of kings, Lord of lords, the first and the end, the beginning and the last, Elohim, Emmanuel, God with us. We bless your name on this day. We magnify you on this day. We glorify you on this day. We set you on high on this day. We lift you up on this day. We look to you, O God, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We look to you, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. We run to you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. We look to you. We cleave to you, Jehovah Reba Shandaraya Mekadesh, the one who makes holy. We reach out to you. Hallelujah. We thank you, great Redeemer. We, Rabbi Shanda, seek you, Redeemer. Savior, we seek you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lay at your feet on this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We grab hold of you on this day. Hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, our shepherd, the one that leads us through the valley, that leads us through the valley of shadow of death, that leads us through. Lord God, we thank you on this day. We applaud you on this day. We choose to trust you on this day. We choose to trust, hallelujah, what you are speaking to us, what you have spoke to us, the little still small voice within, oh God. Hallelujah. We applaud you on this day. We say hallelujah. We give you the praise that is due unto you on this day. God, we thank you. Great Comforter, we look to you on this day. Helper, we reach out to you on this day. Oh God Almighty, Yahweh, the great I am, we call on you on this day. Hallelujah. We say hallelujah to your name. We say hallelujah to your name. We glorify your name. We sing praises. Hallelujah to you. I'm reminded, the scripture tells us that he inhabits the place of our praise. So God, we thank you for your presence on this day. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. And as we bow to you, hallelujah. As we bow to you, we say, your kingdom come, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Let us not be burdened by our own will. Let us not be weighed down by what we want and how we want it. But God, we release our will and what we want and how we want it. Hallelujah. It's to say, your will be done. We receive your will because your will for us, hallelujah, is better and greater than what we can ever ask, think, or imagine. Let us get into that free place of desiring thy kingdom to come and thine will be done. Somebody say heaven on earth, hallelujah. Your kingdom come and your will be done in my home. Your kingdom come and your will be done in my career. Your kingdom come and your will be done, hallelujah, in my marriage. Your kingdom come and your will be done in my body. Your kingdom come and your will be done, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya, in my finances. Your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives of my children. Your kingdom come and your will be done, hallelujah. That kingdom come and that will be done means that God is judging on our behalf, avenging us, fighting our battles, means that things will turn around and work in our favor. Hallelujah. That kingdom come and thy will be done means the Lord's resurrecting power, breathing his breath of life life on dead things. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means reconciliation. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means justice. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means open doors and opportunities. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means God setting you on high, honoring you. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done is means God, hallelujah, causing us to submit and love and be forgiving. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means us trusting God and walking by faith and choosing, hallelujah, his ways and not our own ways, and his ways and not the world's ways, and his ways, come on somebody, and not history ways, our past ways, tradition ways. We're choosing his ways. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means going boldly and doing that and saying that I'm able to do that, that God is saying that I'm able to do, and God is saying who I am, even if I don't fully believe it, even if it doesn't make sense to me. Hallelujah. What that means is we need to continue to come to this place, this secret place, this sacrificing place, amen, this circumcising place, that we are renewed and transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means us being more flexible, pliable. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done means that when God interrupts or disrupts my plans, I, hallelujah, am okay. I rejoice because that means that God has something, has a better plan. Amen. That means that God is operating, hallelujah, in what was my blind spots. What that means is God wants to open my eyes, hallelujah, and clean up my ears, hallelujah, and soften my heart, hallelujah, to greater. What that means is God is not allowing me to settle. Come on, somebody, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. And what that means is we need to stop acting like God, that we are a God, that we are a power, hallelujah, Rabba Shandaraya, and get in line, and get in order, and get in submission. Ah, hallelujah. I'm reminded of a dog. Amen. Hallelujah. Man's best friend. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, I want to be God's best friend. I want to be God's best friend. I'm reminded that man's best friend is one who is obedient. 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 There's no will. There's no self-will operating in that dog, in the man's best friend. It's completely, master, your will. I want to please you. Let us get to a place of, I want to please you, God. Because guess what? When we are so lost and consumed with pleasing God, you better believe he is out pleasing us. Come on, it's a reciprocal, but it always works. We always benefit even more because we give it only a little. Well, what God is really asking from us is only a little compared to a lot of the storehouses in heaven that God has. Amen. There's a transaction happening on this day. as we give ourselves unto God, a little, the little that we are able to offer, even when we think and we feel like it's a lot. God, you're asking a lot of me. It is a little compared to what God wants to do with us, do in us, give to us, how he wants to bless us. Help us. Deliver us. Heal us. Renew us. Refresh us. His desire is to bless you. A blessing that goes beyond material things. A blessing that's so rich, that maketh us rich and addeth no sorrow. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. You know what that is? That's comfort. That's him comforting those who are mourning and those who are grieving. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. You know what that is? That is a light dispelling those darkness in the minds and darkness in our lives and dispelling Rebashanda, depression and anxiety. Hallelujah. And dispelling addictions. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. There's a heaven on earth. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience heaven. We can experience heaven right now. Do you believe? Scripture is speaking it on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, thank you for giving us a taste of heaven on this day. Thank you, oh God, for giving us a taste of heaven in this Christmas, this Advent season, in this Christmas season, in this time when it is about you and Lord, sending your son, Jesus, and us remembering how you sent your son, Jesus, to save us and to redeem us and rescue us from the curse. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. Let us experience heaven in our relationships, Lord God. Make a way for us to experience heaven, hallelujah, in the workplace, Lord God. May those who are bound by affliction and infirmities, Lord God, may you move supernaturally and kiss them with experiences of heaven on earth, oh God. I thank you that those on the wrong side of justice, may you kiss them and to experience heaven on earth, oh God. And as we are here with you with the weight of the issues and the weight of the burdens and the weight of the debt and the weight of not knowing how things are going to work out and how we're able, God, I thank you for heaven on earth. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Let there be a place. We thank you for meeting us in these places of empty and lack. Hallelujah. With heaven, filling us up with heaven. I thank you, oh God, for Reba Shandarabagadia, where those of us who are feeling overwhelmed or even underwhelmed, heaven, oh God, we're asking for heaven on earth this day, heaven where healing is. We're asking for healing on this day, heaven on earth. May heaven on earth go over to Ukraine, oh God, and help all those Reba Shaya, from the children on up to the elderly, oh God, and those who are on the battlefield, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for heaven on earth in the political system and in the government system and at the White House. And we thank you, oh God, for heaven on earth in the schools, oh God, and heaven on earth for those who have lost loved ones, oh God, and heaven on earth for those who are looking like it looks like it's getting worse and looks like it's going to end in a demise or a negative report or undesiring. God, heaven on earth, turn it around, intervene. I thank you for intervening right now. We thank you for divine intervention. We thank you for divine, hallelujah, Reba Shaka Rabasaya, help. We thank you for divine assistance. We thank you for divine resources. We thank you for divine providing divinely. We thank you for divine assignments and divine meetings. And we thank you, oh God, for moving by your outstretched hand on our behalf. We thank you, oh God, that you hear our cries. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then next it says, give us this day our daily bread. See, let us slow down to the living in the now, the daily bread. Amen. I'm reminded, hallelujah, when Yahweh was leading the children of Israel, when they rescued them, when God rescued them out of the hand of Pharaoh, rescued them from bondage. Rescue. He's a rescuing God. He rescues us. Hallelujah. Rescuing us. As he rescued them and led them a way that they would not have chose, but the way that was best for them. Amen. God is choosing a way to ensure your success, and it may not look like you made the right steps, and it may not look like you're going in the right direction, and it may be, well, I haven't heard anything. What you're hearing now, you are, as you have submitted and as you have said yes to the Lord, God is leading you away to ensure that you will make it, to ensure that his plan in the place that he has for you and the promise that he has will be manifested. You will receive it. You will acquire it. You will inherit it. You will, hallelujah. You will as you do God's will. Come on, somebody say, I will as I do God's will. I will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So it says, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And when the children of Israel, they were traveling through the wilderness on their way to their land. Someone with milk and honey, their land, which means God has taken them from the tail to the head, from being enslaved to being owners. Come on, somebody. God wants to make you a owner, make you into a CEO, make you into the head, make you into, amen, hallelujah, Rabba Shandaraya. Bring you into abundant living. Thank you, Father. And as they traveled through, God fed them supernaturally. God fed them miraculously. Come on, someone. We're talking to a God who does miracles, signs, and wonders. And we're talking to Yahweh, amen, that provided manna for the children of Israel. Is the God that we are worshiping and speaking to right now, and he did miracles for them. I know that God is able to do and desires to do miracles, signs and wonders for us. So I want to read this. I want to read, and I'm just looking, hallelujah. Bear with me as I find where I would like to start in the reading of the Holy Bible. In Exodus chapter 16, and I'm going to start, you know what? I'm going to start at verse 1. Hallelujah, someone. We can stand to hear some living word. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and the Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Come on. Someone say, I'm leaving out of this hard place. God is leading me out of this hard place, this hardship season. God is leading me out of this insecure season. God is leading me up out of, amen, this fearful place. God is leading me up out of this lacking place. God is leading me up out of this hurting place, this sick place, this tired place. God is leading me up out of this even selfish place. God is leading me up out of this jealous place. God is leading me up out of this angry place. God is leading me up out of this bitter place. God is leading me up out of this why me place. God is leading me up out of this people-pleasing place. God is leading me up out of. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Why did they murmur? We're about to find out. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we have died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full? For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. So they're looking back to the enslaved place, the place where they cried to get out of, but because they ate there, that they're operating out of their dehydrated place. They're operating out of their empty place. They're choosing to make a decision out of the place where they're lacking. Let us This is why I believe that we need to run to God so he can fill us up in those places that in the natural, our situations are lacking, that we're not deciding. I'm not deciding out of a lacking place. I'm not deciding out of a desperate place. I'm not deciding out of a empty place. I'm not deciding out of a hungry place. I'm not deciding. Come on, when we go to a grocery store, if you're hungry, what you going to do? You're going to make some decisions that were not a part of the plan, that were not, that's maybe not in the best interest of your finances, right? Where we start operating, we can operate out of those hungry places. We can operate out of those thirsty places. We can operate out of those insecure places, choosing to settle. No, 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 no. And the Lord God said unto them, Sorry. Then said the Lord, verse 4, unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day. Come on, daily bread, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at even, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmurings against the Lord. I thank you, God, for even answering our murmurings, answering our grumblings, answering our groanings. Thank you, oh God, that you answer, because you're gracious and you're abounding in love. But let us not stay at this murmuring place, in this groaning place, in this why place. Give us eyes to see you, oh God. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, saying to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. They looked in their wilderness place, and they saw the glory of the Lord. I thank you, oh God, that in our wilderness place, in our hurting place, in our painful place, in our depressed place, in our lost place, or not knowing what's next place, or not knowing how it's going to work out place, whatever our place is, I thank you, oh God, that we are seeing your glory, the glory of the Lord. We thank you that we are seeing the glory of the Lord. And so God gave them specific instructions on daily. I'm providing enough for you and your family, that those who went out, and if they got too much, it became just enough. And if they got too little, it became just enough. It became the amount that they needed for that day. And there were times where they tried to gather more. And you know what happened? The worms came, it was consumed. They weren't unable to partake in it the next day. There's a daily place that God wants us to live in. There's a now. The Bible says now faith. So give us this day our daily bread. And no, I may not see, some of us may be in the place where no, I may not see the enough for tomorrow or next week or next month, but thank you, God, for the daily bread. And every day I wake up, hallelujah, the daily bread is provided. I thank you for the daily bread, the physical daily bread, the mental daily bread, the spiritual daily bread, the emotional daily bread. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. So let's just stop there. And forgive us our debts. We must live as we walk with God in a repentive place. Quick to repent. Quick to seek forgiveness. Quick to recognize that I'm not perfect. And just being mindful of God, how am I doing with you? Not how is everybody doing with me, and not what they said to me and what they didn't say to me and what they did to me and what they didn't do to me or with me or for me. But what about me with you? How am I with you? How is my mouth with you? How are my hands with you? My actions with you? My behavior with you? My habits with you? What in my habits do you not like? What in my ways are you not pleased with? What about me can stand to be corrected and perfected in you? See, we're too busy mindful of other people and exalting ourselves. How about we exalt our Father, amen, who art in heaven, and be mindful of our ways unto him. Let me be excellent in your sight. How can I be obedient? And what ways and areas do you have me to submit? Where am I exalting self and want everybody to look at me? How about I exalt you and pray that I can be a light to show everyone and help everyone to look at you? And forgive us our debts. Karibush. Our transgressions. As we also have forgiven our debtors. Uh-oh. As we also have forgiven. Uh-oh. As we also have forgiven. Because they deserve it. Oh, I just see. As we also have forgiven. Because does God make sure we deserve it? Oh, as we also have forgiven our debtors. Oh, come on, hallelujah. As we also have forgiven. As we also have forgiven. As we also have forgiven. We may have to forgive daily. Oh, God, I got to bring this back to you. I forgive. Oh, God, I got to bring this back to you. I forgive. Oh, God, I got to bring this back to you. I forgive that person. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. And we keep practicing that thing until we're perfected in that area that, oh, I forgive you. Forgiving is a practice. Let us run to our coach, hello, God, and have him help us to be professional forgivers. I'm professional at forgiving. I love to forgive. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one.
Verse 14 says, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses."
Thank you, God, for making us forgivers. Thank you, God, for making us lovers, that we are loving you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you for teaching us to love. Thank you, oh God, for the opportunities and making us sensitive to the opportunities to love and to forgive, even a light forgiveness. Amen. Somebody cuts us off. Oh, it's all good. Go ahead. Come on. What is it to walk being forgiving? What is it to walk being loving? What is it? Help us to understand what that is. Help us to understand. I hear the Holy Spirit saying to some of us, all of us, one of us, I don't know, maybe just me, let it go. Let it go, no matter the weight, no matter. See, we want to hold the accounts of the fullness of, and then and justify why we can't let this go. No, I can let this go and let the Lord take care of it. Let the Lord handle it. Let the Lord show me. Amen. So on this day and our hour of prayer, we conclude with the place of forgiveness. See, God sent his son Jesus so that we will ultimately be forgiven and brought back into the kingdom. God is quick to forgive. God has forgiven you. Forgive yourself. Practice it. Practice makes perfect. So thank you, oh God, that in this season, showing us what really matters. We thank you for answering us in this place, helping us in this place, providing for us and rewarding us openly as we step into the secret place. And even the prayers that we came here with and were not articulated in our human language, I thank you that you've received it and that you are answering it according to heaven. And so I declare heaven on earth by your miracles, signs, and wonders in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you, and give you his peace. Yaberekeka Adonai Beshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Vikoneka Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. I'll see you next week. Hallelujah. And I am praying for you all in Jesus' name. God bless and shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.